Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. Welcome to Church Lady Now on blogtalkradio.com. Today's teaching is Yahweh. Yahweh, another name for God. And thank you for joining us for this Yahweh presentation, which means in the Greek language, I am or it is I. And this is how God refers to himself. Our foundation scripture can be found in the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 14. Now, I am Brother Grant, and I am here as your co-host today on Church Lady Now. Now, the Bible says, and God said to Moses, I am who I am. Thus, you shall say to the children of Israel, I am sent me to you. I am sent me to you. God identifies himself as I am who I am. And this self-description describes his nature, his character, and his attributes. God is telling Moses, the issues are not who you are, but who I am. And Yahweh is related to the Hebrew name to be or absolute. Yahweh can also be translated to mean Lord or Jehovah. Now that's spelled Y-A-H-W-E-H, Yahweh. Today our goal is to enter into a deeper understanding of who God is. Before we begin today's teaching, I want to tell you about Church Lady Ministries. Church Lady Ministries has been broadcasting on blogtalkradio.com as Church Lady Now for 4 years, since 2013, and to date, we have 123 Spirit-filled Bible teachings available to you. You can go into our library at blogtalkradio.com anytime and listen to all of our past programs, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In our first year on the air, we taught on knowing God. The second year, we focused on who is this man Jesus? And the third year, our focus was on getting to know the Holy Spirit and the role he wants to play in our lives today. Now, this is a rotational teaching series that provides a new teaching each week. This year's teaching about God is not the same as the teaching presented in year one. We are growing in our understanding and relationship with God, and therefore we invite you to join us on this journey to know God. To help you assess the most recent program, we have placed Church Lady Now ads on our first, and each ad contains a white arrow in the center of the ad. Click on the arrow and the link will take you directly to the teachings on blogtalkradio.com. Or you can go to blogtalkradio.com and type Church Lady Now in the search box. Click enter, and you will come to the blogtalkradio.com page for Church Lady Now. You scroll down past the sponsored advertisements, and you will see all of our programs by date. You can select any program, and you can listen. Or you can go on the internet and type Church Lady Now in the search box browser, and you can go directly to our radio blog. And for those of you who are visual learners, we have some video teaching clips on YouTube. The teaching clips are from our former outreach at the Seattle Union Gospel Mission. Now, to find us on YouTube, in the search box, you type Artist Oliver Church Lady to access many lively video clips. The video sound is a little loud because we are at the Seattle Union Gospel Mission ministering to homeless people. So turn down the volume and enjoy our powerful teachings. The Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax-exempt 501c3 ministry, so all donations to Church Lady Ministries are tax-deductible. And you can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel and to help the less fortunate. We provide tax donation receipts for all donations of $250 or more as required by law and upon request for donations under $250. To support this ministry, please send your check or money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. Now, our ministry does two things. We teach the Bible to all people, and we serve the less fortunate. And the less fortunate include homeless people on the streets, as well as men, women, and children in our homeless shelters. We also serve women and children in domestic violence shelters and children in third world countries. Now, our mission is we are called to present the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. And because the Lord has anointed us to preach good tidings, heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound. That is Isaiah 61:1. The Church Lady, Artis Oliver, is the Northwest's leading practical Bible teacher and an international evangelist with a prophetic anointing to help people develop their own relationship with Jesus Christ and to experience the Holy Spirit. Now, Minister Artis Oliver, also known as the Church Lady, earned her master's degree in divinity from Covenant Bible Seminary at Lakewood, Washington. In addition, she has traveled extensively internationally with Marilyn Hickey Ministries, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ in Africa, Russia, and Korea. You can reach our ministry by telephoning us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., or you can email us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. Further, our mailing address is 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. Now, today is our eighth teaching in the Hebrew names of God. A name is important because it is how we are known to others. And the names of God represent His power, His actions, and His reputation. God is known as Elohim, God of all, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals, Adonai, Lord and Master, Jehovah Imkadosh, the Lord who sanctifies or sets apart, Jehovah Ra, Lord, my shepherd, Jehovah, the Lord provider, and Jehovah Shema, the Lord is there. So we have a new name today. Our Hebrew name for God is Yahweh, Y-A-W-E-H. It could also be spelled Y-H-W-E-H. So, which means implying the absolute existence of God. And today's teaching will serve to remind us of the awesomeness of our God. And without further ado, let us welcome the Church Lady to teach us about Yahweh. So, good afternoon, Church Lady.
Good afternoon, Brother Grant. Each time when you do that, I just kind of chuckle as you go, good afternoon, Church Lady. So how you doing, Brother Grant?
Wonderful.
Good, 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 good. Thanks for that awesome introduction. Good afternoon, listeners. Thank you for joining us today for Church Lady Now. I believe that today's teaching is going to be a teaching that inspires you, because I must tell you that it has inspired me. And I have so been reminded of the awesomeness of our God. And I pray that as I present this information to you, that you are reminded of the majesty of the God that we serve. Our foundation scripture for today is found in the book of Exodus, in the Old Testament. That's chapter 3, verse 14. And today I'm going to read this to you from the NIV. That's Exodus 3, 14. God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. I am has sent me to you. That's what God told Moses to tell the people of Israel. Now here's the backstory, according to the Matthew Henry commentary. And for those of you who are not familiar with Matthew Henry, he was a minister who was born in Wales, and he spent much of his life in England. Initially, he had plans to become a lawyer, but he gave up his legal studies to pursue theology, to pursue the study of God. He is known for his six-volume exposition of the Old and the New Testament. His expositions are explanations of what the Bible texts is saying. His commentaries are used for Bible teaching and devotional studies. The outcome of his commentary is to help us with applying the Word of God to our lives. That's pretty exciting. So here we are in our foundation scripture. And Moses is talking to God. Matthew Henry says, God said to Moses, no matter what, I will be with you. That's it. That's what Matthew Henry said. He said that in Exodus 3:14, that God is saying to Moses, no matter what, I'm with you. And from that point on, there are two names God will be known by. And a name denotes what he is in himself. I am that I am. This explains his name, Jehovah, and it signifies that he is self-existent. He has his being in himself. He's eternal, unchangeable, always the same, yesterday, today, and forever, that he is incomprehensible. We cannot search far and wide enough to know everything that there is about God. And fourth, that I am that I am is faithful and true to all of his promises. He is unchangeable in his word as well as in his nature. God is telling Moses to tell the people, I am has sent me to you, and that there is none beside me. I am. All else, everything has its being from God. But God is independent of all things. So in his name that he is presenting to Moses, he's saying, I am that I am. This is important because God is reminding the children of Israel that he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That he is the God of their forefathers. And at this point in Bible history, the children of Israel have kind of like lost their way. They kind of lost their religion. Can anybody relate to that? So why does God want to remind them of who he is? He wants to remind them that he is the God of their fathers so that he can remind them that there are promises in Him, available to them. Oh, this is some good stuff. I hope you are getting this. In Him, I am that I am. Ooh, hallelujah. Today we're looking at the Hebrew name of God, which is Yahweh. And as Brother Grant said, it can be spelled YHWH or YAWEH. God in Judaism is understood to be the absolute one, indivisible, and incomparable. Judaism holds that Yahweh, who is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the national God of the Israelites, is the God who delivered the people from slavery in Egypt, and the God who gave them the law of Moses at Mount Sinai, as described in the Torah, the first Bible. The Bible of Israelites. Traditional interpretation of Judaism generally emphasizes that God is personal. This is important. God was personal from the beginning. He was not a force. He was not an ideal. He was a personal God. And today he still is a personal God. And what we're doing today is we're looking at one of his proper names. God has a proper name, and that's Yahweh in Hebrew. In the Hebrew Bible, God is called Yahweh. And in the tradition of the Jewish people, another name for God that we've already looked at in our previous teaching is Elohim, God. And the Hebrew names of God give us more of an understanding of the person of God, the heart of God, the spirit of God. God's name is always translated Lord, L-O-R-D, all caps, in the English Bible. But the Hebrew would be pronounced something like Yahweh. And it's built on the word I am. So every time we hear the word Yahweh, or every time we see the word Lord in the English Bible, we can now think of I am. I am. Which will remind us that the God that we serve is absolute. Now, there are at least 10 things that we can take from the name Yahweh. One, God never had a beginning. Some people may ask, who made God? The answer is nobody made God. God simply is. And always was. He does not have a beginning. God has no end. He did not come into being, therefore he cannot go out of being. Because he is. He is absolute. There is no reality before or outside of God unless he wills it to be. He is all that was and is eternal. There's no space. There's no universe. There's no emptiness. There is only God. He is independent. God depends on nothing to bring him into being. He depends on nothing to counsel him. Everything that is not God depends on God. The entire universe is secondary You see, it came into being by the word of God. And it stays in being moment by moment on God's decision. All of the universe is nothing compared to God. All that we are amazed at, the planets, the stars, the moons, the sun, all of that is nothing compared to God. We're talking about the absoluteness of God. God is constant and unchangeable. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He cannot be improved. He is not becoming. He is. God is the absolute standard of truth, goodness, and beauty. There's no law book. There's no almanac, thesaurus, dictionary. There's nothing that can establish truth or goodness better than God can. You see, God is the standard of what is right, what is true, and what is beautiful. God does whatever he pleases. And it is always right and always beautiful and always in accord with truth. Anything that is outside of him, anything that is outside of him is governed by him. So he is free from any constraints. God is free from constraints. And finally, God is the most valuable and the most real person in the universe. God is the most important and the most valuable person in the universe. He is more worthy of interest and attention and admiration and enjoyment than all of our other realities. We're talking about Yahweh. I am is absolute. Now, in closing, the name Yahweh in the Hebrew language means to be. Yahweh means Lord or Jehovah. Our God is absolute. He has no beginning or end. He is God all by himself. Yahweh is the absolute standard for truth and goodness and beauty. There's no law book that can tell us what truth is, what goodness is, what beauty is. God is the absolute standard for what is right, for what is true, and what is beautiful. God is constant and unchangeable. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yahweh is more worthy of our praise, of our interest, of our admiration, of our time, all of the other things in this life. Yahweh is absolute. He is free from imperfections. He is complete. He's perfect. He's excellent. He's not limited or restricted in any way. He's not limited or restricted in any way. So that means that no matter what we're dealing with today, Yahweh is, and he is absolute. He is the God of the heavens and the earth. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We're talking about Yahweh, the God who has no end or no beginning. He is in charge. And in that we can trust, because he is the absolute standard for truth, goodness, and beauty. This concludes today's radio blog, Mind the Time with my Soul Bath. Today we're talking about Yahweh, the absoluteness of God. The absoluteness of God. God told Moses, tell them that I am sent you. And on that note, we're going to conclude today's teaching, and we're going to go back to Brother Grant. Brother Grant, are you there?
Yes, Church Lady, I am here. And for our listeners today, we have our perpetual prayer. Now, the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Now, amen, because that's what the Lord said to Moses. The Church Lady Now listeners, you can partner with us to help us spread the good news of Jesus Christ. We ask our partners to make a small monthly donation of $19.99 a month or $240 a year. Donations are used to help support our ministry outreaches to the less fortunate and Bible teaching dull people. Our Bible teaching includes this radio blog, Bible classes, seminars, retreats, Holy Spirit encounters, and nights of prayer. Church Lady Ministries is good soil to sow your financial seeds, and all contributions to this charity are tax deductible, fully tax deductible. Church Lady Ministries is a fully tax exempt 501c3, and you can partner with us to share the good news of the gospel and to help the less fortunate. Now, to support our ministry, you can send a check or money order to Church Lady Ministries at 3002 South 47th Street, Tacoma, Washington, 98409. And if you need further information, you can call us at area code 253-472-6213, Monday through Thursday, for more information. You can also check us out at our Facebook pages, which are Artist Oliver Church Lady, or Church Lady Ministries, where you can like us and follow us. You can also like and follow us on blogtalkradio.com. And if you want to email us, you can contact us at churchladyministries@gmail.com. So this is Brother Grant saying good evening, and God bless you until we meet again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time.